This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, by the way, with so much going on this week, there's often some stuff we kind of get to late or sometimes don't even get to. But how about the Miles Sanders nonsense earlier? What was that, 4 or 5 days ago? What was that garbage?
Some big talk.
He's
from
talking
Miles.
Trash. Thank you for that, Jimmy.
And, got you, buddy.
Miles Sanders is now talking trash so long after the fact. I mean, basically saying the Eagles didn't want to pay me. This is two teams ago, man.
Dude, he stunk the last 2 years.
He did. He absolutely did. And now he's on his second new team after we did not bring him back.
All right, so I've got some news. Apparently,
hold up.
Just let me stop you for a second. Apparently, according to Kyle Quinn, it is a fake quote. It is not a real quote. We are reacting. We got apparently, according to Kyle Quinn.
You sure about that?
Okay. Kyle Quinn just came in and said it's 100% a fake quote, is what he said.
Okay, good.
Which honestly would make sense. It was a little over the top.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
I'm
there
glad.
There we go.
Okay, I'm glad.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you for stopping us, Kyle Quinn.
Yeah, and thank you for stopping us, James. That's good work there. All right, drop of the week coming up shortly. Let me give you one more Hulkster, because I got another Hulk, John. This is, and James, number four here. This is when Hulk, for the first time, won the title. Like, he's a champion.
Oh, wow.
Hulk.
It's hard to remember before he was champ.
This might be around 84 or 80. I don't know.
It must have been real early.
This is Hulk. He has just won the title for the first time. Let's listen to Hulk.
All right. It's absolute bedlam and pandemonium here back in the locker rooms at Madison Square Garden. Gene Okerlund here with the brand new World Wrestling Federation champion, Hulk Hogan. You proved it to thousands and thousands of fans, not only here tonight in Madison Square Garden, but throughout the wrestling world.
You know something, Gene? They proved it to themselves. All I ask was for the Hulk to stand behind the Hulkster, and I told him I'd bring it home for the USA. You know something to me, Gene? It is the dream of a lifetime, Daddy.
Oh.
And you know something? I can't imagine. This is like going to the mountaintop 1,000 times over. I feel the energy. Hulkamania's running worldwide, and it just turns beyond me, Gene. And I felt every one of those 25,000+ people with me standing behind me all the way, and it felt great.
Devin, I'm guessing because you're younger, this doesn't much resonate with you, right?
I mean, it kind of, so the Hogans, speaking of, we were talking about VH1 reality shows. I think Hogans had a reality show
they
that
did.
I watched, and that was kind of how I really knew Hulk and his family, but I wasn't like into, I was too young to be
that
into
makes sense.
The WWE, WWF.
Because remember, the daughter was Brooke Hogan and Linda Hogan was the wife.
Yes.
But for people like
it's
John and I,
that
our age and older.
Him that way.
Well, there's people who knew Ozzy as the VH1.
Well, and same with Ozzy Osbourne. Like, that's how
I
first knew of him.
Totally.
Was from his reality show.
Reality
but I mean, John,
is how people
mid-80s Hulk was.
No, Hulk Hogan was, man. And you knew the speech patterns. You came to love the speech patterns. You came to do the speech
can you do
patterns
it? Can you do it?
Out with your, I don't know,
give
with your
shot.
Friends.
We'll
you're in the
shot.
Backyard.
yeah, me and Gene, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, the Hulkamania is running wild. You know, like everyone knows the way he brought it. And it's Mean Gene Okerlund right there. Everyone loves Mean Gene. But Hulk, he sort of created this whole new way of just being over the top and then some. And still being beloved, like truly beloved.
He really was.
Then turned heel.
Yeah.
Still beloved. Then turned back. It's just like he did it all.
All right. So God bless the Hulkster. We'll get to our Twitter poll results soon. Interesting on how people have absorbed the three deaths this week. Also drop of the week shortly. Chuck in Cherry Hill. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, good morning, crew. How you doing? Okay.
What's up, Chuck?
Everybody well. All right, a couple things. You know, Mr. Lurie's smart enough to know that he built the stadium.
Oh, no, there we go.
You know,
go ahead, Chuck. I'm sorry. He built a stadium and what? We lost you. Go ahead.
And he hosts a Super Bowl that he could be in. How sweet would that be?
Yeah, but Chuck, sure, yes. But chances are you're not in that Super Bowl. Think about what a fiasco that will be around here.
Yeah, with Hurts, you're going to be good for 10 years.
No, but you know, but first off, Chuck, you're not going to have the stadium for like 6 to 8 years, okay, right? I mean, it's going to take forever.
I don't know that timeline. It could be shorter than that. But anyway.
Could be a little shorter, but not much shorter.
I got an offer to make you, all right? I think it was great that you had a female representative on the contest there. I think her name was Bree. So I'd like to put this out there.
Okay.
When it's all said and done, and you've recovered some, so it doesn't have to be right after the fifth event. But I would like you to face a female softball pitcher, and we'll set up a co-ed defense, but you don't have to run to first. Just think about it.
Think about it. My inclination is probably not because...
Right? Because the softball pitcher is going to be harder to hit than Jack.
Well, in the off season, I'm going to be unwinding, all right? Once they get through this, okay. I'm unwinding.
All right. So the answer is no.
The answer is likely no.
But I would not bring in a 70-mile or 65-an-hour pitch. That's ridiculous. You wouldn't even get the bat around.
That's what I was trying to say. If you're bringing in a real softball pitcher from that distance, he's got no shot.
This is my daughter. She's left-handed. She threw 52. She's now 32. Hmm. And she said, hey, I'd love to go against Joe Pitcher, Dad, because she was an All-State center fielder, but she also pitched, but only about the low 50s.
Yeah.
That would be
no, I mean,
concept.
Listen, Chuck, one competition at a time. Man, stay well. Always good to hear from you. All right. James, drop it a week, one of our favorite segments on a weekly basis. Let's crank it up.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski.
Of the week.
Did it fall?
Drop of the week is brought to us by Family Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Seltzer, what do we have this week on the show?
All right, let's dive in. You started the week confident, Joe. This is our first drop of the week, as they say, and it is you guaranteeing victory.
Anthony, let me put it this way. I am predicting. I am guaranteeing victory in tennis.
Whoa, you went for it. I like the change there. You started predicting, and then you went guarantee. Love it. That was strong, because you started, you stopped.
Well, if you noticed, I didn't say it after. I think that was Monday or Tuesday, because
that was Monday, yeah.
Then I had the appointment with the doctor. So I only said it once, and then I chose not to say it again on purpose. I'm just being honest with you.
Okay,
so,
I get it. Well, we'll keep rolling here. We have, this is John Ritchie. You could just, sometimes when he's down at training camp and the juices are flowing, you could just hear the childlike enthusiasm in his voice for football. This is one of those times.
Brian Baldinger, talking about him, called him the most violent player in the NFL.
Wow.
The most violent player in the NFL. For my money... Hey, I'll take that for my team.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
I love it, man. No one else gets excited like that.
That's
awesome.
Pretty good.
Talking about no one.
It is exciting, guys. Think about this. What we used to watch. Like, do you remember those videos you could get, like, with when you'd subscribe to the, you know, Sports Illustrated or whatever? Yeah. You get the big hits videos.
Of course.
Like, he's creating those massive hits.
Who are we talking about? I don't even know who we're talking about.
Nolan Smith. Oh, okay. Other players don't hit like him anymore. I haven't seen it for a long, long time. And this guy, I don't know how he does it. For what he weighs, it's just, you talk about pitchers who are just full effort.
Yeah, he packs a punch.
He puts everything into these punishing hits and walks out the other end. These are like massive car accidents, and he's completely unscathed.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Except in the Super Bowl when he was scathed. But I hear you. I agree. All right, Seltzer, keep going.
I don't think we made a big enough deal of this in the moment. We love the Joe Doesn't Know. We have our caller, Anthony Norristown. He'll do the list of Joe Doesn't Know. You not knowing what a bass is.
Listen to every song that they've got. I mean, the bass is what drives it. It's amazing. You know, and he's on this an acoustic bass a lot of the
time. John, when you talk about the bass, I don't even know what that means.
Really?
Bass? It's bass a, guitar? Or
I know it's something to do with the sound that's not the vocals.
It's
but
lower.
Come on.
Is this a joke? Being honest.
Oh, my God. I thought, you know, like a bass with this...
I know
sometimes people will play like
the upright bass.
I know the upright bass. I would assume it's that type of thing.
Wow,
but
this is unbelievable. Yeah. It is unbelievable. It's a bass. How do you not know what a bass is?
I don't care.
That is truly unbelievable.
Thank you, Devin. Right? Will you chime in here and tell us what ridiculous
when God
this
was like
is?
Filling your cups, Joe, he poured everything into like Philly sports history knowledge and left every other cup empty.
I mean,
but I'm just, Devin might have won drop of the week for next week.
Have you
right
ever
there.
Seen a band play music before? Like, have you not right. noticed
yeah,
the
but
bass
James,
up there?
I don't
have you ever
care.
Seen a stand-up bass? You love the Glenn Miller whatever and like, all that? What, the stand-up bass? Come on.
What other things do you not know are? Like, do you know what a piano is?
Yes.
Well, but
sure.
even like instrument aside, have you ever adjusted your sound system in your car or any like you can make the bass louder?
I know you can, but it's not something I do.
Unbelievable. Wow. Like truly, truly, truly.
All I care about is how does the song sound. That's all I care about.
Yeah. Well, that's how the song is made.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like you're not really qualified to make that choice. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty bad. Let's keep it rolling. It was alluded to before. After Guaranteed Tennis on Monday, this happened just a couple days later, the announcement.
Announcement number one. The challenge for me has gotten harder and injury has set in.
Oh, no. Tough.
Yeah. Well, listen, I had to put it. I mean, I didn't have to put it out there, but I chose to put it out there. And
you see what kind of warrior you are.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you got to remember when Jack, John, you remember this, when Jack Youngblood played in the Super Bowl with a broken leg?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's that level, but, you know, you got to
like one step down. One step down.
I can't believe
T.O. You're coming back from Super Bowl 39, probably above this also. But
wow.
I'm doing the best I can to manage the situation.
Okay.
I have a responsibility to the audience.
I do think that the cause of the injury was not necessarily just the running. I think, Joe, and it's something I've said in the past, but I think that you hit it here. I think this is the real reason you got hurt again.
What I found out yesterday may be the thing. I may just be structurally flawed.
Yep. You are just put together poorly. I think that's what it is.
May just be saying. Structurally...
John likes that one. I may just really be good, structurally right? flawed.
Maybe Joel Embiid can use that in his next press conference. Hey. I'm just structurally flawed.
Because the word is that it may be my hip, and it may just not be properly aligned. Mm. And that causes the injuries.
All right. One more.
And what do they call it, a hip impingement? I think I've heard that term.
That is a term that is used. Okay. All right, let's keep it rolling. One more on the injury. Joe, in about a 20-second clip here, I think you say needle in my groin six times. Maybe it's five.
By the way, Ike denied that I even took the injection. Yes, I had a freaking needle in my groin. I didn't make that up. I didn't make it up. What do I go to Fantasyland and say, okay, let's make up a needle in the groin. Who makes up having a needle in their groin? I had a needle in my groin. Was it pleasant? No. Did I deal with it? Yes. Why? Because I'm the hammer.
Only four times. I'm sorry.
Do you see, though, how this is setting up to be like, hey, now I have an excuse if I don't succeed?
I see how you can perceive it that way, but that's not my purpose. It's not. John, NFL comes out with the injury reports, Eagles injury report.
No, I know, and I thought that this would be a major part of why you would not win.
Well, people could be, I know, but people could be.
Your body would not permit it, that you would break down physically.
Maybe the betting line
because
changed.
Because you're 47 and he's 31.
James, let me ask you a question. James, if I win tennis, because at no point Have I been the favorite?
I don't think you're the favorite after tennis, no. Because, again, I think running is already in his column. I think he's up 2-1 right now. Like, I really do. I think Jack is winning 2-1 right now for all intents and purposes. You cannot beat him in a sprint.
And you think most people perceive that he'll win basketball, even though I have proven I can shoot. And I know that's not.
I don't think basketball is like a lock that you
lose. It's a toss-up.
But I think he's the favorite, yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's keep rolling.
I will just tell you this, James, and we'll get to it when we get to basketball. I'm not that concerned about rebounding because rebounding in a game of one-on-one, like, it's not.
No. My issue for you is not.
Stamina?
Exactly. Yeah. It's not ability. It's stamina and him also being bigger and stronger than you. Like, those two things are what concerns me for you.
Okay. Fair enough.
Let's keep it rolling. John debuting, obviously RIP Ozzy Osbourne, but John, maybe one of your best impressions we found out when talking about your time meeting Ozzy Osbourne. Here's a little John as Ozzy.
Telling me what he thinks of him. Oh, you should double your voice when you do the chorus in that part. It's so good. You wrote that. Oh, it's so bloody good.
You know, really like, good impression. It was
a really good impression.
Very solid.
Yeah.
Do we know why he talked that way?
Yes.
Why?
A lot of drugs.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I assume. You think that's what it is?
Lots and lots of drugs.
Accent and just addled by years of drug abuse.
That's pretty sad, actually.
Yeah.
All right, keep it rolling. Joe, you had the gall, I'll say gall, to ask Lane Johnson. A true warrior who has truly had real injuries in real situations for advice on your injury and how to beat Jack. Here's what happened.
What advice would you give? Because I've got a big tennis match next Tuesday against Jack Fritz.
Yep.
So what advice would you give me in battling through the injury?
Get Dr. William Myers a call. He's probably half a mile down the road. He fixed me up well, so
he's my doctor. He's my guy.
I think, yeah, what you're going to experience, some scar tissue popping, and you're going to think, did I re-tear it again? And you'll be okay. And then, you just take it day by day.
And I'm going to whoop Fritz's ass, right?
Hey, sometimes it doesn't matter.
You don't have to agree, Lane.
Okay.
I heard a yeah. I heard a yeah.
You don't have to agree. He's like, okay.
I heard a yeah. I'm going to whoop his ass. Yeah.
All right, a few more to get to.
What?
A little horny hammer coming out. We're talking about Happy Gilmore.
Big.
I know. That's what
No. You said little horny hammer.
Oh, my God.
I was saying a little of the horny hammer, but yeah, let's go with that. Yeah, Here's a taste. Julie Bowen came up.
Didn't he get married to the...
I love her.
Julie Bowen.
Oh, one of my all-timers. Oh. Did that get a little weird?
Very weird.
this right here.
And then just like silence because no one knew what else to say.
Shut up, which is good. All right, we got two more to get to. If I had to bet on the winner, I think this one has a really good chance. As Hugh Douglas made his drop of the week debut, talking to our guy John Ritchie about. Finally having a girlfriend.
Because you're like a little flower and you're blooming and I'm so happy for you. You look so much more relaxed now.
You feel relaxed.
Look at you. Your shoulders ain't as tight as they used to be, teammate. You good.
That's
now.
Exactly what comes to mind when I look at John. It's a blooming flower. A flower in full bloom.
He was all backed up a couple months ago. He good to go now.
Welcome to Drop of the Week, Hugh Douglas.
That was really strong.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's going to win.
I think it's going to win. We got one more. It's from the day. We're going to play it, but I agree he's going to win. But, when you cross a line like you did, Joe, we have to play it. A little Joe talking Mr. T, and he went there.
Yeah. Hey, woman, why don't you come down from now and show you a real man.
See what a real man looks like.
You lie in bed, and you just wish you had a real man like me. Hey, Triangle wasn't saying that. Come on. Seltzer, should I charge up this me and Fritz thing by doing the Clubber Lang thing to Fritz's wife? Hey, woman.
I would not.
You lie in bed and you wish you had a real man.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I would.
I don't know how well that one would go.
Probably not doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe.
That is how you get punched in the face.
Is this audio going to make its way to Fritz?
Oh, no. You need to lay there.
Dude, I'm going
to
whip his ass on Tuesday.
It's good cut. Good audio. It doesn't beat you, but pretty good.
Yeah, that's second place. Hugh and John, first place. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the drop of the week. All right, to the phones we go. Eli, we haven't heard from Eli in a very long time. Eli and Cherry Hill, how are you, pal?
Yeah, what's up, morning team? Great show, as always.
Thanks, Eli.
Eli, when's the last time you called us?
It's got to be 2 years, I think.
Wow.
What the heck?
Yeah, when I saw Eli pop up, I was like, no way. Eli, how you been, buddy?
Good to hear from you, man.
I had to check in with my big brother. What can I say?
That's my job. I'm just trying to be like Spikes to Fritz to you. I mean, what is up with – can Jack speak for himself?
He's got a representative. You didn't know that?
Oh, my God. Nauseating. But anyway, I'm Eli, go ahead.
I got a couple things. First off, with the Phillies, they have to make a move or they're not going anywhere. It just won't happen. They don't have enough to beat all these other teams that are going to probably make moves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And the bottom of the lineup just needs to be improved. Like, Kepler sucks. He just does.
Well, he's not good. He's not good. Yeah.
And for him to think he is good, he's got a problem. So he's got to go. And then my Eagles point is they're legitimately good. They just are.
Oh, clearly.
They have a tough schedule, yeah. But they're a good team. And I love Hurts' attitude and his focus and I think we're very lucky to have him. It's very, very lucky to have him. So,
you got it, my man. Eli, for the Eagles practice tickets, what's the great relationship between the two main figures in a movie or show?
What about a little Daniel LaRusso and Lawrence?
Wow.
That's a great answer, dude.
That is a great answer. That's the second time this week that's even been referenced in our show.
I think it was last week, but second time recently, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay, that's really, really good. All right, up ahead, a lot more. A lot of calls up ahead. And we'll close down our Twitter poll. John, what is your prediction now for Hulk, Ozzy, or Malcolm Jamal?
Yeah.
Which one is going to be the one that hit people the hardest?
I'm
It's tough. I think the recency bias thing really does push it to Hulk, but I think Ozzy might squeak this one out.
I think it's going to be Malcolm Jamal because he was the youngest, and we knew him as a kid, and we didn't know the others as a kid.
It is incredibly surprising.
And the way he died. All right, well, we'll get to those poll results up ahead on a busy day from Borgato, 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, I've been a patient there for a long time now, 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a big-time dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you are struggling with your teeth, know this. That struggle does not have to continue. You can solve it because PI Dental Center can solve it for you. Get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. Wonderful people. True experts in their field. They know what they're doing. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Make sure you visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All righty, heading into a summer weekend again. But don't take him for granted because this thing's going to be over sort of soon. We only got about, what, 5 or 6 summer weekends left. So let's get to the Got a Door and Window, Window to the Weekend, where you can take advantage of Got a Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. What are we looking at this weekend? Pretty basic weekend. Obviously, Phil's Yanks. Up there in New York, which is very cool. I mean, let's be real. It'd be cool if it's here, but I think it's even cooler there. Honestly, I really do. You've got the trade deadline close. That's on Thursday of next week. We'll have all sorts of shows next week devoted to that, including a big one Thursday from McGurk's. We look forward to that being out and about with many people hopefully there. So be there Thursday if you can. But trade deadline, big weekend for Dombrowski. Remember, a lot of the trades usually happen 2 or 3 days before the deadline. Could happen as soon as this weekend. We shall see.
There I'm was surprised one... we haven't had some movement already. I know Josh Naylor got traded yesterday. Yeah. I think that's going to be the start because I'm with you, Joe. It's usually like a week out. We start to see some moves happening. Totally. And yeah.
Totally. So you got that on the horizon. And then obviously Eagles training camp. So, you know, a couple more, you know, practices and all that. I guess they get a day off. Maybe it's today a day off. I don't know. Got a day off at some
point. It's a walkthrough, so I guess technically a day off.
Gotcha. And then the big thing for me is try to get my book into the shore points as much as possible. I'm going up and down the shore today. John, as soon as the show's over, up and down the shore. Boom, boom, boom. Try to get to all the spots. Try to get my book in there. So
good for you.
Pounding the pavement, as they say.
I'm hoping so. I'm going to be Salesman Joe today. So that's the hope. All right. Let's close out the Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. We actually got 2 poll questions. Get 0% financing for 36 months and $1,000 bonus cash on select new Silverados. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, our poll question number one. Are members of the afternoon show out of line to say they think I am lying about getting an injection in my groin? John, what do you think the people have said on this one? Are they out of line?
Yeah, sure.
The other
70% say yes.
58% think they're in line. To say I'm lying?
I'm surprised by that.
That's, it's one thing for them to say, I don't know. But they're not saying, I don't know. They're saying he didn't do it.
They're outright saying you lied.
Yeah, they are.
They're not saying I'm skeptical of this. Yeah. Like, oh, are we sure? No, they're saying he's a liar.
And I know I got it. I mean, trust me, I got it. I had the injection in the groin. I'm well aware of what happened. All right, second poll question. Which celebrity death hit you the hardest this week? Now, let's reset from our own standpoint. The 3 choices, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy Osbourne, Hulk. I am Malcolm Jamal Warner. James, you are as well?
I am as well. Yeah, just he was the youngest, the most surprising, and like I said before, we knew him as a kid. It just, that one definitely hit me the hardest.
And, Devin, you're Ozzy? No, you're Hulk. You're Hulk?
No, I'd probably go Ozzy.
Okay, Ozzy, John, you are?
Yeah, I think I'm Ozzy, but the Hulk, that hurts too. That's,
sure does.
And that's big.
All right, how do people vote, John?
Like I said, I think...
By the way, maybe our strangest poll question of all time.
Yeah.
Up there. That or who's a bigger dork, you or Drake? Those are the two that pop right into mind.
Right, exactly.
I feel like Ozzy was beloved to where he takes this poll.
John Ritchie, there's a lot of Hulkamaniacs out there, man.
Wow.
And I'm proud about that. I've, you know, for me, it's Malcolm Jamal Warner because of Theo. But Hulk wins this with 42%.
I would have thought Ozzie would have won too. I'm with Richie. Like, if you had asked me to guess, I would have guessed. I mean, Ozzie's such a big deal. I'm surprised Hulk won.
Yeah. Ozzie 34, Malcolm Jamal Warner 24%. All right, let's talk to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Tell you, Joe, how badly I need your book, because I was sitting down in my three-year-old's room, and she brought me, she handed me my first Eagles book that we read to our eight-year-old. And she's like, read me a bit, tell me about the Eagles. And I just got I almost got emotional. I was like, she wants to learn about football. And
that's great. That's amazing.
That's great.
I was thumbing through it, and it was like, what the Eagles have won in their history. They were NFC champions in 04. And I'm like, no, I'm not telling her the whole story. I need the more updated version.
Well, so, you can get it soon, my man. It'll be out soon.
Yeah, and I need to get your Herbie Hancock on the inside cover.
Happy to do it.
So anyway, I'm really kind of curious about the Kevin Petullo, Jalen Hurts dynamic. I don't think we have much to worry about of having him not call plays before. I mean, didn't Andy Reid didn't call plays before 99, and he turned out, I don't want to say just fine. He had his shortcomings, but.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I think there's going to be enough of a balance. There's going to be enough of a balance between the familiarity with Jalen, but also he's going to, I think, help him develop still and, make him be a bit uncomfortable in terms of like taking that next step.
I hope. I think there's probably a lot to that. I definitely think the familiarity is going to help a lot. And your point about Andy's a good one, but Petullo, he's been around the block a lot. This guy knows his way around an NFL offense. It's just a matter of time. Now he has the opportunity to actually call the plays. And I do expect that there'll be some rough spots. Time issues early in the first couple games that he's doing it, but they'll work out.
Sirianni will make him practice it a ton, though, also. I mean, I don't think he'll come in unprepared in any way. But there's a learning curve there for sure. Yeah, and it'll be – look, to a large extent, I think they're going to do what they did last year. But some of the guys talked this week about how – and, of course, you always have to put some new wrinkles in because, the other coordinators are all going to be preparing for the Eagles based on last year, so you got to put new wrinkles in to combat that. Ed, give me a great answer, my man, as we come down the stretch of the show. Eagles practice tickets are on the line. Relationship between the protagonist and antagonist. What do you got?
I'm going to have some fun with this one because I've already won them, but I'm going to say Dale and Brennan versus Derek and Step Brothers.
I like
you
that.
Got it, Ed. All right, pal. Let's go to Jeremy right now. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing today, team?
Great, Jeremy.
So I wanted to weigh in on the possibility of a dome in Philadelphia. Sure. In Syracuse, obviously, we've got the Carrier Dome. It's the stadium I grew up going to. And I'm going to echo everything James said about going down to Dallas when him and Elliot went. There is nothing more insane than when you can get an entire stadium rocking underneath the dome.
Jeremy, I'm going to cut you off right there and tell you here's why you're wrong. That is probably really cool. Here's what's cooler. Saquon Barkley dashing through the snow for a 75-yard touchdown in January with snow everywhere.
Yeah, he's talking about it's, advantage for a team, though.
Like, okay, but I think you said cooler.
Only reason I talk about it is I do think there is an advantage having a dome for the noise.
I don't disagree with that.
Well, no, but there's also an advantage to not having a dome and then a warm weather or a team that doesn't have a roof that often.
Look, we went through that, right? The Tampa Bay Bucks came up here, never won above 30 degrees or whatever, or below 30 degrees, and they won. That is less of an advantage to me, at least.
The more direct advantage between the two is definitely the weather. You know, you can't put the Miami Dolphins in Buffalo and expect them to win in a foot and a half of snow.
Yeah, but to James's point, Tampa did in 02. So
I mean, they did it.
Right.
Yeah, they did it.
Right. It's possible. And I if it was up to me, I would lean towards an actual possibility of just putting a retractable roof on the link. Then you can do both of what Jeffrey probably wants to do with it. You can host the
event,
but then you can still have it open.
Look, Jeremy, I'm fine with the roof. Again, I'll say it again, as long as the Eagles say we'll never use it for an Eagles game.
I completely agree.
By the way, how bizarre is it going to be? Like, it's freaking cold. It's 12 degrees out, and you have to walk from the parking lot to the stadium. So do you wear a jacket into the stadium?
Yes.
You got this huge jacket around you for four hours when you're completely warm?
It can't be that much.
That seems like a very nitpicky thing.
I mean, it is nitpicky. I'm just saying the idea of it's 12 degrees outside and it's 72 degrees inside. Come on, man. That's nonsense. Jeremy, give me a great relationship in a movie or a show.
So you started this topic with talking about Happy Gilmore and Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
I'll give you another golf one. Give me Carl the groundskeeper and the gopher.
They were. I mean, the gopher just stunk is the problem.
It's not bad. James, what would be the best relationship from The Wire of this sort? Is it McNulty and Stringer?
Yeah, I think it's McNulty and Stringer. It was about to come out of my mouth. I think it's McNulty and Stringer.
McNulty and Stringer in The Wire. What would be the best in Game of Thrones?
Ooh.
Is it the Night King and Jon Snow, maybe?
Maybe.
I feel like Joffrey earlier was a better antagonist.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
Ultimate antagonist.
He was the worst.
No, I think Ramsay was actually
worse.
I think Joffrey was worse. They're close.
Because Ramsay was like the unhinged, off the table type of evil.
I agree, Devin, with you entirely.
Yeah, like that.
Joffrey was a bit of a kid.
Joffrey was annoying.
Yeah. Oh, maybe Joffrey was too young.
He's a brat.
He did some horrible. I mean,
yeah, but you would see his moments where he was soft. You never saw.
Strong disagree.
Like, James, you go back and watch it. There were times where his mom's telling him.
He was like a 10-year-old boy. You know, like.
Because the whole thing starts with Arya and him when they're doing the swords thing out in the field in the first episode.
I'm infusing some of the book in here because, like, he is definitely pretty evil in the book.
Arya owns him out in the field. It's either the first or second episode, and that's when he then starts. Anyway. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Tom
Jones. Hey, Joe, this is one last call for the Immortal One, brother. Hollywood Hulk Hogan, man. I just want to tell you that I want you next Tuesday beat the brakes off your opponent, man. Bring it back to the WIP listeners back in South Philadelphia. So what you gonna do, WIP listeners, and the greatest Hulkamaniac fans across the globe runs wild on you.
I love that. What a great call, man. Thank you, Hulk. Appreciate it.
Spike saying Joe should shut up is so embarrassing when he and Ike are playing mommy and daddy to Jack. Are you kidding me? It's embarrassing.
That's not bad.
Mommy and daddy's not bad. You should run with that, Joe. That's it. Like, oh, are mommy and daddy upset? Like, that's got a lot of potential.
Okay.
Yeah, John, you hear how Blake and Ike are cheering for Jack, the way they're supporting him, rooting for him. I mean, what are you doing here, John? Step it up and you got to root for the hammer. I'm yours.
Thank you. All right.
Well, the hammer!
John's got a little bit more time to figure out which side he's on, we'll say.
Yo, great Game of Thrones reference. He is definitely Greek. But who are you? Littlefinger? How about Littlefeet? Littlefeet to come.
Yeah, the only problem with my Reek reference is I used it about 4 months ago after it beat the Hammer victory. So it was a little been there, done that.
Yeah,
but
didn't Amy tell you you went too far?
She did.
I think calling anyone Reek is too far. I think there's a
Reek
line.
But not Jack. Look at the guy. I mean, would you look at him?
Oh, man.
All right, the Boban, the Oaf, the Reek, the whole deal.
No,
and with that,
no, can't do the Reek.
I'll tell you what, I got to bring Boban and the Oaf back because when you see probably how uncoordinated he's going to be in tennis, that's when it's going to look Oaf-like. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours.
I better win tennis.
Maybe cut that.
You better.
When you see probably how uncoordinated he's going to be in tennis, I do think we should cut that just in case.
Look, if he can play, then either of us could win. If he can't play, he has no chance to win. I'm just putting that out there. Reminder, our tennis at FDR Park is on Tuesday. We hope you can join us Tuesday at noon after the show. Looking forward to it. And he may get whipped bad.
Is John going to be the ball boy? Or
we haven't gotten that far.
It's like in 2 days.
Well, I mean, I can't have someone who's antagonistic to me involved on the court. So I don't think I'm going to sign off on that, Devin. I mean,
what if he doesn't speak?
I don't think I'm going to sign off on John as ball boy. I'd like to
Look
be
at that.
Able to. I mean,
and he's pressuring me to support him.
Well, right,
but then,
well, you know what? I mean, that's a good point.
But you have been
all right,
supported
and I'm
him.
Saying,
like, why
hey, I'd love
you
to go and be ball man at the net for
well,
you.
That's not supporting him.
I don't want
I'm
John
sorry.
To be there.
No, it's a ball
so, oh, so do you want support? Do you not want support?
Yeah, but you're just looking to drive. You're looking to drive his Zamboni. You're just looking to have this. You know, let me be a little attention. Let me be the ball boy guy. I mean, I'm like, if it came from a more authentic place,
well, he has experience being a ball boy.
Yeah.
Very
years of experience,
robust experience.
Wasn't it one time,
and he got fired?
All right, let's go to Gary in Vineland, New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
Hey, can I make a real quick public service announcement based
sure.
on those scientific facts?
Yeah,
the turtles are fine. Can we just get the plastic straws back?
Oh,
the
man.
Turtles!
I know.
Boy,
especially
they are
the McDonald's ones that were big.
By
the way, speaking of turtles, Gary, do you know Cuff and Link are still alive? I saw that the other day.
Get out of town.
Stallone you know put up a picture of Stallone, Cuff, and Link.
That makes sense.
They're still alive.
Yeah.
Did you know they listed the Hulk at like over 7 foot because Stallone's so short?
Oh, you mean his thunder lips?
Well, yeah, when they announced him like over 7 foot tall.
Oh, that's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's dirty.
They did. He's right about that.
They were protecting Sly. Okay.
He's That's exactly what it was. That's a really good point.
Yeah, way. That makes sense.
Wow.
Huh.
So,
well, he was very tall. How tall was he? Like 6'7"?
I don't know. I would guess
I think he was
close.
No, I think he's somewhere in that range. Yeah.
Was he really?
I think so.
Okay. He's really tall.
Wow.
So I'm going to defend Elliot, which I can't believe I'm saying that out loud. Like, you don't know the play. Like, my son's a quarterback. So, if the running back runs to the A gap when he's supposed to be in the B gap and they collide, everybody starts yelling at my son. So that's the whole thing of sports talk. We don't know what's going on. We just know what we see. So
totally.
Like,
well, here's the – and, Gary, this is probably, if I had to guess, part of the point that J.J. Watt's getting at. I'm guessing, just using the word guessing. You know, you should have a high percentage of completion percentage in a practice drill. But what's interesting is it 95% instead of 85%? I mean, I remember the one practice when the Patriots came in, because they came in a couple times, I think in the Chip years, because Belichick and Chip had their relationship. And I remember Eagles reporters buzzing.
Same.
They, I don't know if this is literally true, but they all said it, so I think it was. They said when Tom Brady passed the ball, they said the ball never hit the ground.
Joe, I remember it so vividly. It was like every Eagles reporter had their take was, wow, Brady, ball never hits the ground.
Yeah, ball never hit the ground. So, you know, like we know not to judge these stats versus 63% in a regular season game. Like, you know, yeah, I got it.
It's just like when the, you know, the pitcher's working on his curveball, but he gives up three home runs. We saw he just gave up three home runs. You don't know what he's working on. And if they come out after and say that, well, was he, or did he just have a bad day?
Yeah. Gary, I'll tell you the biggest thing I think you lose in practice is quarterback being pressured where he can actually get hit and sacked, and the impact that has on the passing game in practice, because they do not replicate that. There is no replication of that. The quarterback is never under duress in practice that he could actually get his shoulder driven into the ground, and should I throw the ball away, run, or try to complete the pass by standing in the pocket. There's no way to do that in practice because the defensive lineman is not allowed to drive the quarterback's shoulder into the ground.
I mean, unless you're a scout quarterback and then you just killed
him. Gary, we got to move fast, my man. Best answer here for Eagles practice tickets, relationship between, it's not exactly good guy and bad guy, but protagonist, antagonist, what do you got?
Neo versus Agent Smith.
Was waiting all show for it. Okay. Massive, massive, massive
huge
answer.
Huge answer there.
Is that, so you think that's going to win, James?
It was one of my haymakers.
All right, we're moving fast. Is the name Christian or Critten?
Christian, I wrote it wrong. Christian, my fault.
Christian, give me an answer, pal. Relationship, what do you got?
Tom and Jerry.
Sure.
And I would say it's not as interesting.
No, it's definitely not. It's an answer.
Not interesting.
No, I agree.
Laurie, give me an answer. You can win the Eagles tickets, practice tickets.
Hi. So in 7, the Brad Pitt character and Kevin Spacey, where he's always one step ahead of him.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep. Laurie. Good stuff. Let's come up with a winning answer here. So,
by the way, John McClane and Hans Gruber was my answer that I didn't say that I was waiting for all show.
Yep. All right, the Sherlock Holmes one got a big reaction from us. Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence got a big reaction. Neo there got a big reaction.
There was another one.
Fight Club.
Neo and
Karate Kid.
Yeah. I mean, Ace Ventura and Finkel.
Oh, the gopher.
Gopher.
Yeah. It's just the gopher sucks.
Gopher stinks. I don't like it's the worst part of the movie.
Okay, all right. Well, I thought it was a creative
The best answer might have been said by John, you with Austin Powers and Dr. Evil, or...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or McClane and Gruber, if it had said, would have won,
I think. And I got to be honest, James, your answer, Alex Forrest and...
Yeah, it was a good one, right?
All right. Sherlock Holmes, LaRusso, Neo.
I'll vote Neo.
I like Neo a lot.
Devin?
Sure.
There it is. Gary with the winning answer. Late in the show, Gary's attending the Eagles practice coming up. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy it all. Phil's Yanks. Pretty cool, right? We don't always get that. So Phil's Yanks, enjoy it. We'll be talking to you next week about the trade deadline, Eagles practices, and much more. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks to everyone at Borgata, the great hospitality. Talk to you Monday. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.